Welcome. I'm Darren Francis, guest host of Disrupt Ed. We're doing a series on innovation in higher education with Ron Stefanski. We're podcasting from sunny San Diego, though Jonah and I are in the shade.
It's a bit cold.
It's a bit cold in the shade, actually, to be truthful. We're from Michigan, so that's saying something. But yeah, excited to be here with you, John.
I'm excited to be here too. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, so today, glad to have Jonah Liss. He's with Meet Your Class. We're going to get into all aspects of what Meet Your Class is about. But first, I guess, just on ASU GSV, like, tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to most here. I mean, is there anything that you've been...
I feel like for me, like, the most exciting opportunity is to, like, understand everything that feeds into where we exist within a student's life cycle. Yeah. And then everything that comes after. Cause like I just spend so much of my days, weeks, months like studying higher ed.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand the industry very well, but it's really just for the small sliver where I exist. I don't at the end of the day know too much about K-12. I know a lot about 12 and 11, I should say. I don't know too much about K-10.
Yeah.
And then also, I mean, things are just evolving so fast. So when someone's making that decision or how they're going to continue their education, maybe it'll look different.
Right.
I'm excited to like kind of learn about everything adjacent to what I'm doing more than anything here.
That's smart. And speaking of, I mean, I was noting that to me, a lot of the greatest innovations in higher ed today come from within. And so I was speaking to Charlie from Rise Education yesterday. That company literally came up from within the small college environment in order to develop and solve a problem that they saw in that space. In this case today, talking to you, I want to hear more about your origin story, because really you and your co-founders came at this from the student perspective first. And I think you bring a unique perspective to that. So why don't we get into it in terms of talk a little bit about Meet Your Class's origin story. And I love kind of how you guys got started. So maybe just talk a little bit about how it all began at the University of Michigan with you and your co-founders.
For sure. I'll give the elongated version. It starts pretty distant from where we are right now. So we're in our final semester at the University of Michigan. We graduate in 3 weeks. But flash forward to freshman year, I had become very good friends with my now co-founder, Blake. And the reason we were very good friends is because we had met on social media before we came to campus. Specifically, pretty much every high school senior at the time, and really still to this day, although things are going to change over time, pretty much everyone had Instagram.
Right.
So someone had set up a class of 2025 group that was our graduating class. The same groups that have existed on Facebook really since it was founded.
Right.
And Blake and I met off there. He ended up also meeting my best friend from high school too, and they roomed together, and we ended up showing up to campus with a really good friend group.
Nice.
But it kind of went back of mind for a while. So the way we eventually got to this was Blake and I joined every entrepreneurship club on campus, and we had that idea for a new type of caffeinated beverage. This was eventually sunsetted, but I think it'll come back one day because I'm pretty bullish on it.
I like it.
Yeah,
like
but we were like, okay, we have very little budget and it's really difficult to get in front of people, you know, and paying for advertisements on Google or Meta products is really expensive. So we had the idea that, you know, whoever was running that class of 2025 group that we met off of, they were reaching lots of people. And at the very least, we knew it was like the 8,000 people who were coming into our school.
Right.
Yeah, we eventually found out when we started running the group for the next year, for the class of 2026, that there were way more eyeballs on that than I think anyone expected. In April alone, I want to say there were like 400,000 people looking at that community.
Really? So yeah. At a University of Michigan 2025 group, 400,000.
What? Yeah, because it really extended beyond just the actual admitted or incoming student. It made sense once I saw those numbers, because my brother also went to University of Michigan. He was two grades above me, and I was checking out these groups.
Yeah,
when he got in, and so was my mom, and so were right. his friends who weren't going to U of M. Oh, so were their younger siblings, and it's this huge butterfly effect.
Sure.
Anyway, the way this eventually evolved, though, is so we're running the class of 2026 group. We're still running with the idea of this caffeinated water. But eventually, you know, we realized there's a much bigger opportunity around this whole student experience. So our progression is we're running the group, and it's taking a ton of time. Moderating the group is difficult. We're making a really big effort to have a good security to keep bad people out. And to like just approve each person and verify that they're actually like an admitted student. It turned out to be like this huge initiative. So yeah, we started running groups for other communities too. We did the University of South Florida, the University of North Carolina, and it was taking so much time. Our GPAs were probably reflecting that. And we had the idea to create an automated system to run the groups for us, to like automatically keep bad people out, to upkeep the security, to automatically moderate content. And the way that actually looked was when a student wanted to join our Instagram group, they went to our platform, meekerclass.com.
Yep.
And we asked them for the same amount of information that was already getting asked as like preliminary questions to join the group.
Right.
But then because it was on this platform, we were able to like kind of like connect to Instagram systems right. and automate the way the groups run. But then the way where this really progressed was we realized like students wanted more than just the groups. Like the groups were amazing on platforms like Instagram because everyone had it.
Right.
They automatically got exposure to it. They found it without us having to promote it to them. And they're opening the app 24/7. But we then started asking for more information, and we built an entire platform ourselves. And
so help me understand the platform concept, because it's always a scary idea to get a student to go somewhere other than the intended place of Instagram, right? So what was the value add to them? I know your aim at this point is so you can sell them caffeinated beverages.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
But I mean, the value add to that student was what? I guess one, they needed to pass some level of security clearance to get in. That makes a ton of sense. Is there anything else? But they would have to do that for any Instagram group.
Yeah. Like, well, so twofold. One, students really appreciate the added security stuff.
Yep.
Because it's...
They don't want to be in a group with...
They don't,
that are not really U of M accepted students or whatever, right?
Yeah, but then really where the bigger value add came from was we saw people... These groups weren't just existing on Instagram. They were existing across many platforms. So we could basically take... And they were also... Actually, another thing is they were evaluating multiple schools. Like yeah. We saw students engaging with these groups much earlier than I like originally anticipated. We actually see many people trying to join at the application stage prior to even being admitted, just to like better understand the school. So basically, with a singular Meeker class profile, they have the added security. They can now join Instagram groups, not just at the one college, but across all of the institutions they're evaluating. And then they could additionally join across different social media platforms. So like, for example, if they're an avid Discord user,
Okay.
We could take the same information and automatically add them to a Discord group for all the schools that are interested in it. But then also we're kind of sensible from that as we built out our own platform that was purpose built for this use case.
Right.
Because the class sub groups, again, they're amazing. They draw everyone in. They have the eyeballs. But there's some lacking functionality. It doesn't really feel like a full campus hub.
Yeah.
Right.
Or something. So if you were to create a platform from the ground up to help an applicant eventually enroll, you need to get the right resources from them. You want to have a roommate finder. You want a question board. And so we were able to make a whole platform around that. And then also just to kind of wrap a bow around this to like how we got to this point. So we're running communities across like 100 or so schools. Without any marketing spend, we had 200,000 students sign up that first year. And one of the schools where we had a particularly big presence was Ohio State, actually. And the VP of enrollment at a school in Cincinnati, Ohio, her daughter used our platform. So she was evaluating Ohio State.
Okay.
And they eventually reached out to us and they said, like, hey, you know, we see you're running these communities for like U of M, USF, Ohio State. Can you set one for our school? So of course we did that. And through those conversations, that's where we realized we were missing the biggest stakeholder here, which was the university. Like we were at this point just sophomores in college. So we were so close to the need of students and getting them to sign up without any effort, but we didn't really understand the world of enrollment, what it meant for a school to have like a really bad summer melt issue and whatnot. And that's when we start partnering with them. And it's kind of since snowballed a bit. And now we're like really a higher ed company beyond anything else.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about the higher ed piece to it, obviously. But it's so important to me that the success that you're seeing really comes because you are really a student first solution, you know? And I mean, without necessarily naming names, I mean, you know, because you've experienced using technology as a student that wasn't that impactful that was trying to do something similar. Right.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about maybe the disconnect that you experienced as a student when you didn't have Meet Your Class as sort of the underpinning solution.
Yeah. Well, I do want to start by saying that I, as a student, was so grateful whenever a school was investing in solutions and like clearly trying to like create a better transition. Like it didn't matter. You know, like now being in a position where I helped start a platform myself that also does this, I think there's lots of nuances and you should try to like help students transition in the best way that's the most natural to them. But the school having just systems in the first place was a win, even if I don't agree with like the way they were executed. But specifically how that looked was I applied to a lot of schools and I had to get on board into lots of different systems. And there were also a lot of schools that were investing in solutions for us to ask questions, to meet current students, to find roommates, all of this stuff. And the general trend that I at least saw was that the majority of, or pretty much every platform that the schools were pushing in front of us weren't really getting great adoption beyond the initial sign-up phase. So for example, at Michigan, this was this separate from the admissions department, like the housing department had a roommate finder.
Okay.
Everyone ended up back on Instagram. There were schools where they had like set up like group messaging platforms for us. And at the end of the day, it was just an exchange of like Snapchat usernames. And then we all create our own group chats. So that seemed like a bit of like a disconnect to me, where again, I was grateful that the school was doing it, but everything went back to the platforms that people had been using since we got phones. Like, I mean, I got my first phone in sixth grade, I pretty much immediately had downloaded a lot of social media apps and messaging platforms. And it was only natural that if the school showed me every other person who was going to be in my grade, considering it, or like current students that I could reach out to, that I would naturally gravitate back to those platforms.
So treat me as an enrollment leader for a second, right? I'm the VP of enrollment at XYZ University, and explain to me why, help me understand the scale of success I could have when Meet Your Class is automating this kind of work versus another technology that's maybe third party or whatever that's outside of the social media stuff. Like what am I missing out on by keeping it in a sort of third party away from the social media world? I mean, do you have a sense of numbers?
Yeah. We are pretty early stage, so we only have a case study with one school, that first school I described. We now have 19 partners, but we won't have case study results with all of them fully until August.
Even your gut.
I'll like zoom out beyond like the enrollment side of things. I think the first piece is that the adoption with something like Meet Your Class, or if you're like running these groups on the platforms that students already use, is going to just come so much easier.
Right.
So if you, let's say, like white label an application, like there's lots of vendors who have apps that you can basically put your own version of it on like the app store or whatnot.
Right.
In order to make a student aware of that app existing, you need a ginormous marketing and communications effort.
True.
You need, the second they enter your enrollment funnel, to have emails promoting them and telling them to use that application.
Right.
You need QR codes around campus. You need, just lots of awareness, of course. And then also beyond that, that's usually going to also happen a little bit later.
Right.
Because you're already in contact with that student by the time that you're making them aware it exists. So the first piece is that, like, again, by integrating with the platform students are already at, you're going to be able to just get from them earlier, get more adoption, and have way more touch points. Because every time they open one of those apps, you have the opportunity to be in front of them without paying for it.
Yeah.
The next piece is this entire world of like students' social interactions on social media, in terms of just enrollment information,
right?
I would argue is a gold mine. It's very hard to make sense of it. Social media is a black box, but I'm just going to talk directly about Meet Your Class, actually, because that's kind of what I know. When someone makes a profile on Meet Your Class, let's say they come through Instagram.
Yeah.
The way that they want to join the group on Instagram is through Meet Your Class. We're basically able to then take that user who came in and sync them up to a CRM record. Because when a student signs up for Meet Your Class, we're going to collect their birthday, the first name, the last name, their contact information. Yeah. So now all of their interactions on social media on a platform like Instagram, that again, they're opening very early, they're opening like dozens of times a day, we can link that up to an actual record. So the enrollment information, in terms of like understanding the cross apps, like where else is the student considering, and then where are they at in their decision-making process, is huge. Specifically, like the types of things we're able to do is we're able to look at all of the communities students are following. So like other schools they're evaluating.
Okay.
We're able to look at how often they're interacting with communities, their link clicks.
Yep.
We're even able to do things like look at their Instagram bios.
Okay.
So we've talked to like a handful of schools where a student creates like a class of 2025, class of 2029 group, and then they have admissions counselors like manually clicking on those individual students to like understand where they're at. Like the same way you might go on LinkedIn and like to like understand like what's the current position of this person. You can look them up on LinkedIn and they have a post there. Like people are often doing that on Instagram. So we've heard many, many instances of counselors just spending hours and hours and hours and hours looking at people to understand where they're at.
Right.
So we can do that automatically. So I'm kind of running in circles. That's another piece, though. Save time. Lots of save time, not needing to do the marketing communications or to like manually pull information back to the CRM.
Well, at a high level, then you tell me, Don, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but to me, at a high level, you're a yield service. Like if I'm at a college or university, you're helping me with yield. Would that be the primary, or would that be secondary to another benefit that I'm going to get, or that the students or the school is going to get from Meet Your Class?
Yeah. So we now work with 19 schools, and I think pretty much all 19 of them have like bought into Meet Your Class because they view it as a yield tool.
Okay. So primarily a yield tool, but then, and this is for enrollment leaders, what you're describing is an ability to save my team time, right? You're automating the processes. Actually, you're managing those groups. You're automating the information from those groups coming into the CRM. And you're making data actionable without the involvement of an individual. They can just basically come in and observe and make decisions and or automate from the CRM their next steps based on information that they take in from Meet Your Class. Is that right? I mean, is it?
That's all accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just like the last piece, though, is we've had good results around yields. Increasing yield and reducing summer melt. I also think in the long run, we're going to be able to prove out that this helps with both retention and then also very top of funnel recruiting. Because as I mentioned, like when my brother went through this process, like you can imagine that was helping yield him. He found a roommate that he was so excited to live with. He had zero questions about the transition. He had people texting him, like, make sure you're depositing, all of this stuff. But now, as, like, a sophomore in high school, I'm seeing it. And we're three brothers. I'm the middle. My younger brother, who at the time would have been in sixth grade, he knows about it.
Right.
So you're like, getting from a sixth grader for free. And it's, like, as authentic as it can be because, you know, me...
Yeah,
my brother was also in sixth grade. We looked up to our older brother.
We
thought it was like the coolest thing to see like his friend who maybe he didn't go to Mission, maybe he went somewhere else. But like we were getting exposure to the schools who are part of that system. And then also on the retention piece, it's going to take a very long time to like study this. But I can't imagine that there's not a positive effect on retention. How big of an effect, we'll see. But
yeah, I mean... Well, I'm curious about two things before we wrap up. I mean, one is I want to talk a little bit more about, I want to end a little on the future of things as you're alluding to now. But before we get to the future, I've just noticed over the 19 institutions you brought on board, because I follow you on LinkedIn, I see announcements. You're working with a very diverse set of institutions. You've got small privates, you've got large publics, you've got, you know, regionals. I mean, are you seeing a pattern here, or do you feel like you're really at this stage, you're going to keep targeting all institutions that have a residential component? Is that maybe the limiting factor? I mean, what's the limit on the types of institutions that you think are the best fit?
I think the value proposition is the most clear for institutions who are very eager to enroll more students, either by increasing yield or reducing summer melt.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of them have come from. Nevertheless, I do believe this applies to any institution.
Right.
Even schools that don't have enrollment issues, they still want to be competitive, for one.
Yep.
People are paying. It's such a big investment in college. You want to give them a good experience. Yeah, I mean, like, so it makes a lot of sense also for big schools. But I think we feel like we're going to be have like much larger of an impact, and like our main focus has been on schools where we think we could have like a really positive outsized enrollment outcome for.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you've already kind of hinted that, you know, A, you're here at ASU DSV to sort of look at the full life cycle of the student and of the institution and trying to understand exactly what comes before and after meets your class. But
yeah,
but give us a preview into just not necessarily what you're developing if it's top secret, but like give us a preview into the way you guys are thinking about growing your offerings and where you think some of the next areas could be for you guys to focus on beyond sort of summer melt and yield.
Yeah. So we're a product first team. Like pretty much our entire team so far are people with either a computer science or design backgrounds. So in the short run, it's going to be a lot just around our current product. We're going to build integrations with more social media platforms. We're going to add a lot more functionality to our platforms. Like, for example, right now, we don't have something like specifically for events.
Okay.
We want to do stuff around events. We want to add more group chats. We want to add more social platforms. On the administrative side, we want the platform to be more actionable. We want it to kind of like look a little more like a CRM almost.
Right.
We want to pull in more information that we're pulling in. And then from there, we want to go like a bit upcycle. You know, we've had a school ask us to do like a housing integration. Like they're like, students are already using Meet Your Class to find a roommate. Can they lock it in on our housing platform through Meet Your Class? Eventually student life. Right now you can't join the platform until the application stage. So we want to make it so you can join earlier. Of course, that comes with like, you know, you need to keep the security. So there's a million things, and a lot of it's around like more features here, helping people get in earlier, later, and making it more actionable for the counselors. But that's more like short term. I'd say very much in the, but more in the long term, I think we're eager to have students using it a bit earlier and it to be much more of like an analysis on like, where am I going to fit in best? I think for me, like the most alarming statistic in all of higher ed is how low the graduation rates are.
Yes.
And I have to imagine that comes from people either going to the wrong place to start with or starting their college journey with the wrong resources.
Yeah.
So I think
if
we can make people much more well-informed beyond just connecting them to people, I think that's where we can have the biggest impact. So at this conference, I am very eager to learn about all of the K through 10 tools that people are investing in to like help people get like a better foundation. And then also, right now we're really focused on, I guess one segmentation is we've been really focused on four-year institutions.
Right.
I'd also like to see how we can help community colleges and technical schools more.
Sure.
That's the other thing.
There's big decisions there as well. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, you guys are knocking out of the park. Love what you're doing. I'm a big fan. And I look forward to getting updates on your success over time. But thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
It's a pleasure.